You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mark Olbermann, author of Search and Seizure, Overcoming Illness and Adversity. He is also the owner of Great Success Tutoring, which provides in-person and live online tutoring in all subjects, including ACT and SAT prep, college counseling, and educational consulting for parents. Mr. Olbermann, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So for starters, Mr. Olbermann, what mindset does a person need to have in order to improve his or her health to get things underway today?
Well, first of all, you got to have a good support network, but people always think it needs to be only others. The support network really starts with yourself and knowing that you're in partner and one with yourself, and then the support group. But the support group could be friends or family, but you need a lot of people. Could be your doctor, could be depending upon what your situation is, but you can't do it alone. And you have to also know that although things might not be perfect or become perfect, they can definitely get better.
Now, we are aware that teens have numerous challenges that they face on a daily basis. How did you deal with your diagnosis of epilepsy as a teenager?
I would say, unfortunately, badly at first. I had moved from, after living in Yonkers, New York for 16.5 years, to Florida, which was brand new to me. I did have some cousins there and some family, but I didn't have any friends at the time when I first arrived. And within the first few months is when I suffered my first grand mal seizure at the wheel of the car that's actually pictured on the front of the memoir. So I didn't deal with it well at first. Sort of went into my own cocoon and was very depressed. But then, I decided that which is the mantra of the book, I wouldn't let my illness define me. I would define me. And I researched the book more. I went to the library. I contacted the Epilepsy Foundation. And I didn't confide in enough people. You know, when the book came out a year ago, and at that time, fewer than 10 people even knew about it. So that was a major mistake. But I did confide in some close people about it. And although I didn't deal with it well at first, I mean, if there was a book like mine out there at the time, I think I would have fared better and my parents would have fared better, certainly emotionally. But as time went on and as I got older, things did get better.
If you would get into the journey of how you have improved your health over the years since being diagnosed with epilepsy?
Well, I actually improved my health in the last 10 years by exercising more, by following a low-carb, high-protein diet. I actually have a personal trainer and go to some gym classes also at Peak Physique, which is a great training center here in Nanuet in Rockland County. And that really helped me feel better about myself, even though, you know, you could be 100 pounds overweight or not and still have epilepsy. I feel better about myself. And I think that when you're in better shape and you eat well and you exercise, I think just all around that improves everything, both emotionally and physically.
And I do agree with you there. Today we are joined by Mark Olbermann, author of Search and Seizure, Overcoming Illness and Adversity. He is also the owner of Grade Success Tutoring here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Olbermann, what have you learned about the difference between emotional health and physical health?
For me, I've learned that the only difference is in name, because I think that they're equal partners. I think, you know, if your physical health is bad, it can definitely affect you emotionally. And if emotionally things aren't well and you're stressed out, that can certainly harm you physically. So I think they work in concert with one another, and that there is really no difference, but you really can't have one without the other. So you really have to focus on your physical health and your emotional health, and you really have to be in tune with your emotions, in tune with your body, and really understand and know what's going on at all times. So I think that really health and physical, emotional health and physical health are basically the same in my experience.
And how does your memoir resonate with teens and parents alike?
I think that it really has crossed the age gap. I have teens and their parents reading the same book, which is doesn't happen often enough. And lets people know, it starts a discussion, it lets them know that they're not alone, other people have had this. My story is not really a story of epilepsy, it's a story of overcoming illness and adversity through the experience of being diagnosed with epilepsy as a teenager. I think people can see the light at the end of the tunnel. They could see that, you know, although there was some despair, that we worked together with family and friends, and especially finding the right doctors, and that, you know, if you keep plugging away, as my father used to say, if you throw enough mud on the wall, some will stick. And I think this helps people know that they're not alone. There are other people with problems also, and that, you know, there are places to go and people to connect with that can help you along the way and help you overcome your struggles. You don't have to do it by yourself.
Well, I got to say, we are very pleased to see you as an advocate here as well and appreciative of being a part of getting the message out on your behalf. Lastly, how do you draw from your philosophy of overcoming adversity in your tutoring business, Grade Success Tutoring?
Well, I feel that over the years, I'm able to help students academically, but I'm able to see a little sooner than most other problems and issues that are in their way. And I'm about the different modalities. Nobody learns one specific way. Some are audio learners, some are tactile learners, some are visual learners. And I think that my experience, knowing that I had to approach my illness from different angles in different ways, has enabled me to help parents and their students, their children, to succeed in school where other people, you know, can also do a good job as well. I just think it almost gives me a sixth sense where I can really assist them in academic areas such as study skills, test anxiety, timing issues, and things like that. So I think that my experiences and going through this myself as a teenager really helps me connect a little bit better with the students. And I do a lot of my tutoring online too, so you know, it doesn't matter where the person or the family is located, I can teach them live on my live whiteboard program.
Mark, if you would, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about your book and where they can make the purchase on Search and Seizure, Overcoming Illness and Adversity, and also your tutoring business, Grade Success Tutoring.
Sure. So the main hub is my tutoring site, which is www.gradesuccess.com, GRADESUCCESS, gradesuccess.com. And in the top right, there is a link to my author's site, which will send them there. The book, Search and Seizure, Overcoming Illness and Adversity, can be purchased on Amazon.com. It's on Kindle. If they have other e-books, they can email me, and there's an email offered on the site, and I'm happy to send them an e-book in different forms for the iPhone, for iBooks and such. And the tutoring as well, GradeSuccess.com, is where they can find out a lot of information, all my contact information. They can hit me up, as they say, on my social media, my Twitter, my Facebook, my LinkedIn, and there's many ways of getting in touch with me.
Once again, Mr. Hoberman, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day, too.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Mark Hoberman, author of Search and Seizure, Overcoming Illness and Adversity. He is also the owner of Great Success Tutoring, which provides in-person and live online tutoring in all subjects, including ACT and SAT prep, college counseling, and educational consulting for parents. And for more information, simply visit gradesuccess.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.